And we're talking today with Norwalk junior volleyball player Grace Deemer as the 10th-ranked Warriors get ready for Thursday night's Class 4A regional semifinal against Sergeant Bluff Luton in Norwalk. Grace is the starting libero for the Warriors and leads the team with 408 digs while serving 95% with 19 aces. Norwalk finished the regular season 23-10 overall and tied Indianola for the Little Hawkeye Conference regular season championship. Grace, how much fun has this season been so far?
So fun. Actually, it's so fun because last year we had a lot of seniors leave, so I was kind of worried about how things would all pan out, but it's been better than I could have ever expected.
And as I mentioned, you play libero. It's a pretty demanding position out on the floor. You're always got to be hustling. You're out there pretty much the whole game. How much pride do you take in playing that spot?
So much. Wearing that jersey is like, it's been a big goal because I did most of my sophomore year except for a few games, and so having it this year again is just really... It's really nice to be honored.
How much varsity time did you see last year as a sophomore?
Last year, I think I libero'd every game, but I think like two or three maybe. So it was a lot, especially for only being a sophomore.
Right. And what kind of improvements did you make in the off season, or how much better have you gotten since last year?
Off season, I played club ball for Powerplex, and that actually really helped me because, I don't know, it's just different playing with different people, and you do just get to know yourself better, and like reading the ball and just stuff like that. It's just a lot comes with time and experience, and I think that this year it's something I've really improved on, just like knowing and reading like the hitters on the other side of the court.
Okay. And I know you played softball as well. What other sports and activities are you involved with at Norwalk?
So softball, and that was really fun season. We made state, and I also play tennis, varsity tennis, and that's so fun. It's just a side hobby that I like to do. You know, it's not as demanding as softball or volleyball, so it's fun to have that as a season as well.
Okay, and I've got to ask you, what is your favorite sport?
It's volleyball for sure. I don't know. It's more exciting, and just I'm better at it, I think. And I don't know. I really like it.
And have you been playing it since, you were first able to?
Yeah, I played since fifth grade. I just played for, Norwalk club ball. And, I don't know, ever since then, it's just something I've stuck with.
And what do you like most about this year's volleyball team? Kind of what things make this group really special?
Well, we're, a really, really good all-around team. And I really like having all the people that are out there on the court because I like them as people, not just as, volleyball players because they're good. I really like them as teammates, and they're really uplifting, and it's just a really positive environment, and I really like it.
What have been some of your favorite moments from throughout the season, whether individual, something you did, or as a team?
For the team, I really liked, the biggest win to me was the one against Clear Creek Amana in Bondurant, in the Bondurant tournament. Just that tournament was a really good tournament for us. Our pool play was really good, and we beat two really big ranked teams, which I think that was the reason we got up in the rankings, and it kind of brought us to where we are now, being at the number 10 spot. And then individually, I just think that, I had a lot of goals this season for myself, just, stat-wise, and just, also just, being vocal and stuff like that. So I think getting 500 digs was a really big accomplishment for me, and I'm still on the way up, so we're going to get some more.
Yeah, hopefully a lot more to go here with a couple of regional games coming up, and then hopefully more after that. You guys have been a little banged up lately. I know some girls have missed some time. You feel like the team is getting healthy now as you get into the tournament?
Yeah, everyone is getting a lot better. We had Ava Johnson was out for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I don't know for sure. But I think she's planning to play on Thursday. She practiced. She has been practicing. And a couple other girls have been out with ankle injuries and stuff. But I think everyone is healing up nicely, and I think we're hoping ready to go for our regionals and hopefully the state tournament.
Right. And Thursday night, as I mentioned, the Warriors, you guys open regional play against Sergeant Bluff Luton, the brand new high school gym. You guys have played there just one time. What do you think about the new NPEC?
It's so nice. Compared to our old gym, the NPEC is humongous, and I really like playing in it because there's just so much more room, and it brings a lot of people in, from the community to come and watch us, I think. And it's just really exciting to be the first people to be playing in there and stuff.
Okay, and you play Sergeant Bluff Luton. It's a team that's really traditionally strong. Their record was down a little bit this year, but you guys did play them in Waukee and beat them 2-1 earlier this year. What do you know about the Warriors from Sergeant Bluff?
Well, I remember that they're really good servers, so I think servicing is going to be really important that our passing is on. And I think that even if it is off, I think our out-of-system has to be there too, because I know they have a strong middle and a pretty good outside too. So I think that we're going to have a block up, and, you know, and we're going to have to defend as much as we can off that. And I think that if everything is on, I think we have a really good shot at winning. It's just we have to work as a team. And hopefully we will.
And I know that's Thursday night. If you win, you'll play again next Tuesday. And that one will still be at a site to be determined. We kind of thought you'd have two home games, but now it looks like if Lewis Central wins, it might be the other way around. You might be over at Council Bluffs.
Yeah, I know. It sucks that it's just one ranking. We could have had it home, but, you know, what can we do? You know, I mean, conference tournament really brought us down. We were just off that night. It just wasn't our greatest moment. But I think that wherever we play, I think we will still be okay. And I hopefully that our home crowd will travel with us.
All right. And, you know, it takes two wins to get to state. You guys fell one win short of getting there last year. I think you ran into Dubuque Wallet or Xavier or somebody like that along the way. How much has this team talked about that goal throughout the season? And what would it mean to you guys to get that done?
Well, at the beginning of the season, we did goal sheets. And I think everyone put on their goal sheet was to make it stay or make it to the third round or just something similar. So I think that it is the end goal is to win state, obviously, or make it to the state tournament. So I think that it's been like the thing we're working towards like this entire year. So I think it's all just been in the back of our minds.
All right. Well, we thank you for joining us on Radio Sports Page this week, Grace. And we wish you guys the best of luck Thursday night and then going forward.
Okay. Thank you.